right now at Kohl's. Take an extra 25% off top active brands, including Under Armour for her. Get Nike shoes for the family, $48.75 and under, and save on Levi's denim for the family. Plus, get limited contact store drive-up, and get even more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. 25% off Under Armour ends August 9th. Nike ends August 8th. Levi's sale ends August 30th. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Sunaina, and you are listening to the latest episode of Talk CXO Live. So do you know of anyone who has run the distance of the earth and is close to doing so twice over? Well, that is Vaishali Kasture for you, the first Indian woman to complete running all the world major marathons. You might imagine her as a mean athletic machine, to have been some kind of sports buff all her life, to have run an excess of 70,000 kilometers. But this petite lady, with an iron will and a tender heart, took to running well into her 30s, having spent her time pursuing academic excellence, a challenging career, leading organizations at various capacities in male-dominated domains, primarily like finance and technology. As a part of the Amazon Web Services India leadership team, she is currently helping B2B startups achieve scale and impact globally. A firm believer and crusader of women empowerment and equality, the two causes that are very close to her heart. In this candid conversation, Vaishali shares her love for running, which she took to like a fish takes to water, even if it was much later in life. Nevertheless, giving her the chance to explore her third dimension, as she puts it. Running, she says, provides her with much food for the soul. Vaishali speaks of how her thoughts get distilled when she runs and how it has made her more honest about what she wants in life. Happy listening. Hi, Vaishali. Welcome to CXO Life.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great. You've been brimming with so much grit and determination. If you really look at your journey so far, you've been leading organizations. You've had the best of, you know, even academically, you scored so well. You're running like you were born to. You're the first Indian woman to have competed all the world major marathons. You're mentoring women through Sounder Connect. You're a mother. So to attain such balance, you ought to have freedom of the highest degree. But paradoxically, it could also mean that, you know, you're in a way slavish to that every tick of the clock. So how do you perceive this?
The way I like to look at it, and perhaps you get a little bit more wisdom as you grow older and you begin to realize that there is only a limited amount of time that you're going to have in your life and in this world, you know, if I were to be a little more philosophical. And when you think about time as being a finite resource, then the choices don't seem difficult. The decisions that you make start looking very obvious, and you don't need to put your mind to what should I choose over what. Over time, you realize that there are, you know, I have realized rather that there are two to three things that give me extreme sense of peace. I try and prioritize my time only on those things, and it becomes easier, I think, when you're in your 20s and 30s. You feel like there are so many choices and the world seems a little bit more complex. But as you get into your 40s, you realize that you're mortal. And I guess for me, it's also been, you know, the passing away of my mother recently. My older dog died. And then you tend to realize that I'm only going to spend my time with people on activities and things which gives me a supreme sense of calm. So I'd say now it's become very easy for me. Life is not difficult at all.
Now, to attain this kind of balance, what is this journey and the key milestones that change your perspective?
A critical milestone in life is always the birth of a child, in my mind. Particularly, I think, I hate to say this, but particularly for women. I mean, I wish it were more of a milestone for men as well. But in the Indian society, you know, increasingly men are becoming or playing the role of equal parenting rather than just being the father. So I'm glad to see things are changing, you know, in the last decade or so, but I'd still say not enough. And particularly if a woman is working, then I think the birth of a child really changes a lot. I mean, of course, marriage does. Sometimes you're living in a joint family, so you do have a sense of adjustment, but there is still a sense of self-protection. It is when you have a child that you put somebody else's genuinely, I mean, I'm sure you do it for your spouse, but when you have a child, you genuinely put someone else above yourself. So I think that's definitely a milestone where you learn to, you know, that's when most women, I think, in my mind, struggle to find the sense of balance between home, between time for the child, between your career, and if you have hobbies. That's when the real slog over in my mind happens. Mm-hmm. And when the child is a little older, I think things get easier. But those first 4 or 5 years of when the child is small is when it gets supremely difficult. If you don't have a sense of support from family and around you, allowing you to pursue other things beyond, you know, I won't say just motherhood, but beyond motherhood.
You were in Hong Kong or something.
Yeah.
And then you discovered running there. And you were just in this phase, the entire phase, right, of rediscovering yourself.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. So my journey into running and fitness started very late in my life, around almost at the age of 30.
Right.
I like to say that my life was very unidimensional or two-dimensional, just home and work, or home and acads and pursuit of excellence, which was more mental in my mind, and taking care of my body. My parents were both very health-conscious people, so it was about feeding your mind the right things and feeding your body the right kind of food. But getting out there and challenging, I mean, being physically active was always encouraged, but nothing like taking up an extreme sport. That wasn't really on the radar, you know, right, in the family. So it's when I started working, and, you know, when I was around 30 odd years old, that I realized there is a lot more to life and I can't be leading life in two dimensions. There's a lot of stress at work. You come home, life becomes a long list of to-do between work and home. And I realized I needed to do something else to get, just physically shake myself up or just do something for my body. And it wasn't in pursuit of a weight loss journey. It wasn't in pursuit of vanity or looking good. It was just trying to get to do something beyond using my brain. And I started going to the gym. I got myself a personal trainer. I felt really good. I mean, I felt like, why didn't I take this up earlier? Mm. And then I used to run a little bit on the treadmill. And a friend of mine said, why don't you come with me, you know, for an outdoor trail run? And I said, I'm not really a runner. But she said, you know, it's a 5K. And I just, I mean, it's shocking that I discovered something so late in life. But in the first one or two runs itself, I felt that I'm going to be doing this for life. I mean, I didn't even know about the mechanics of running or the technicalities or the fact that there are marathons and races. But it was just the purity of movement and the calm that I felt when I came back. And it allowed me to feel good and feel positive about myself, about the day ahead. I just fell in love with it, and then there was no looking back.
What did you discover about yourself then?
So when you run alone, I think it's just the, like I said, the purity of thought when you're running is something different. It's, you know, even if you say I'm going to shut my phone and go sit in at a coffee shop, or I'm going to go sit by the seaside and do some deep thinking, I think for me, some of my clearest thoughts about life or about work or about trying to solve a problem have always come to me when, or have mostly come to me when I am running. I can say, like, it's taught me so much. I think it's in a simple line, it's made me think clearer. It's made me become more honest about what I want for myself and what I want about life. And perhaps it coincided with me, you know, getting into the mid-30s or whatever. But I think if I just to summarize, I'd say I'm more honest about what I want in life. And I think that is significant in itself.
So how many years have you been running, actually?
I'd say close to 18, 19 years now.
Wow.
Although I've been racing a little bit more systematically over the last 10 years, but I've been running close to 18, 19 years, yeah.
And do you recollect any specific moment when you knew that, you know, you're going to be doing this, like, this is going to stay with you forever?
I think the early days in Hong Kong, when I went out with my friend and just did some trail running, some easy running on the grass, on the roads. And those couple of months where I would start slowly going out and running with her, and there wasn't any talking. It was just no music, no talking with each other, just running at our own easy pace and observing and climbing up some mountains and doing some trails. The joy that it gave me is I felt like, I mean, I hope I can do this for the rest of my life. And my biggest fear is not being able to get up and be physically active. And as I, you know, grow older and to be able to be physically active and take care of myself, God forbid that I have to stop running, I think that will be a rude shock for me.
So how many marathons have you run so far?
I've lost track. I've run over easily over 100 races of various distances. I won't count like how many halves and fulls and 10Ks, but yeah, I've run, I think, you know, when I was keeping a rough count, I think I've run in excess of some 60 to 70,000 kilometers, I think.
I think I read in some blog post of yours, I think halfway across
the... Yeah, that was a while ago, across the earth.
So how much more?
So now I've run the distance of the equator, yeah.
Oh my good Lord. Yeah. You don't run with music.
Occasionally I do. I love to run my short runs when I'm focusing on speed and tempo and intervals. I don't like to run with music. But if I'm doing a long run like a 20K, I like to listen to music. Okay. And I think that's the only time perhaps that I really feel I'm putting on music and listening to it. Otherwise, I mean, I enjoy music. But given that there is so much to read every day, somehow I'm not spending enough time on music, and I do enjoy music. So I try and use the long run as an excuse to put on some music. And
what do you listen to?
I listen to anything from Taylor Swift to Sufi music to
Sufi too?
Bollywood, anything which I feel calms my mind. Sometimes it's peppy, sometimes it's soulful, but whatever catches my fancy.
And what about the 42 and the ultras, and how do you push yourself there?
So again, you know, especially when I'm doing like a 42K or a 100K, which I've done the Comrades, which is 90K, I think I need my music then. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that, you know, run music distracts you. But there are certain runs which you need a little bit of distraction, which is when you're going to run 10 hours and do 100K, then I think music is helpful. But the most important thing, especially when you're doing, I mean, I'd say... You know, for a person who's just started running, even 5K feels like an ultra, you know. So I would hate to say that it's a 5K run, it should be easy. I'm no one to judge. For some people, even 100K is easy. For some people, even a 5K is difficult. But I think what keeps people going and what keeps particularly me going, I've realized that I don't really have athletic genes. And I can't compare myself to a I'm a very fit person. If you look at me, you'll say, okay, you know, you look really super fit, but I'm not that athletic. I'm not that muscular. I don't think I have as much short, fast twitch muscle as a runner needs to have. But I think what I have is perseverance and passion. And grit is equal to passion plus perseverance. And mm-hmm. if you just feel, and I feel perhaps in my case, that I am mentally even tougher than what my body is, which is what has enabled me to do what I'm doing. I wouldn't attribute it to having great genes. There's definitely a lot of hard work, but even more than the training, I think when it gets, I've noticed that in races where the conditions are particularly bad, I do much better than what people expect you to do. Mm-hmm. So I think there's just some connection there.
Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.